kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show, The Twang Trust. Yeah. And on tonight's show, what do we got for you? Well, I'm so glad you asked. What do we have? Oh, we have Record Store Day finds. And I'm going to have to adjust the show on the fly because I just picked up another one mere moments ago. I was going to whine all night long about how I couldn't find the John Prine album I was after. Guess what? I just found it. Good thing the station's so close to Into the Music. Things worked out good. But what am I going to cut? I can't cut out our other Record Store Day finds. I can't cut out Tommy Keane. Can't cut out Dexter Romweber and his pal Nico Case. I can't cut out bands with the word slow in their name. I can't cut out gig rumors or new music from some of our faves at the Stew Dome. I don't know what I'm going to do here, but it'll be worth sticking around to find out exactly what happened over the next 2 hours here on CKW 95.9 FM. Yeah, glad you're here for it.
But you can't seem to make up your mind.
My goodness, 10 years ago yesterday we lost Prince. Yep. And just last month in Minneapolis, everybody was glad that Bruce Springsteen had a bunch of women singers in his band for all those woo-hoo-hoos at the end of that one there. Yep. Bruce live in Minneapolis, March 31st. 10 years. Dang. But you know who we got back. Hadn't heard from her in quite a while. Just got a brand new song from her. It's our old pal, Whitney Rose. Yes, she's back amongst the living. And playing hither and yon. She's doing a Toronto gig. She's hanging out in Texas. And putting out new music, who knows? Maybe we'll see her in these parts someday soon. That would be sweet. But this next song, brand new, is just so gorgeous. And the bonus in getting this new cut is that it helped me to a song she put out back towards the end of last year that I think I totally missed. I don't recall ever seeing it. It's a cover. of an old song that I don't know if she ever did it live. Probably. We'll save that as a surprise. But this is brand new from Whitney Rose. It's called Marquee on the Twang Trust. Why isn't it going? It's not going. I don't hear anything, do you? No. Okay, there's a reason. There's bound to be a reason. Okay. See, remember back in the days where you used to pay 99 cents for a song and download it, and then you burned it to a disc, and things were fine? Oh, let's see. Let me try this one more time. How about we do this? Oh, this is going to work so much better. So much better.
folks. This is Whitney Rose, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Fun Day from the Chiffons. I remember seeing Whitney Rose do that one the very first time I ever saw her at the West End Cultural Center. Double bill with the Devin Cuddy Band, and chatted them up after the show. And then about a week and a half later, they were playing in my living room and sleeping in my bed. It's crazy how these things happen sometimes. Ah, the good old days. Whitney Rose before that, covering this Shoop Shoop song. Her and Mr. Robertson putting that one together late last year. Totally slipped by me. Found it when I was checking out her brand new song that we heard at the top of that set called Marquee. Brand new music from Whitney Rose. Glad to have her back in action. And speaking of that fella who she played with, lo, those many, many moons ago, we got brand new music from the Devin Cuddy Band. What do you know? New records called Living Hard Ain't Easy. Ain't that the truth? Volume should be turned down. No way, man. If it's too loud, you're too old. So there. Brand new. Devin Cuddy.
Jake, it's almost a colder afternoon. We got to get to drinking, got to get it going soon. Stop by the beer store first and pick us up some blue. Looks like today it will be just me and you. Sitting on the front porch, just rocking to some tunes. Two hoses drinking on a sunny afternoon. So we start to hang and it's all going well. Talk about the old days and that time our buddy fell. We talk about the local team and the trade that they should choose. Ah, who cares anyway, they will find a way to lose. Just sitting on the front porch, just rocking to some tunes. Two hoses drinking on a sunny afternoon. Thank you. sun is going down, we're almost out of blues. Let's shoot to see who makes this mission for some brews. We decide it's better off if we just go together. Then it's back to our perch to talk about the weather. Sitting on the front porch, just rocking to some tunes. Two hoses drinking on a sunny afternoon. On a sunny afternoon.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Devin Cuddy, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Hey.
Ortega, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. This is Pistol George Warren, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the Twang Trust song of the summer was in 2015 offhand, but I know it wasn't that one, but it really should have been. Just came out a little too late. Oh, so great. And yeah, we're 2 days off for 420, but what are you going to do? That was Pistol George Warren from their last album, OSHA Per 9. Hope those kids are doing good. Oh, what a ton of fun they were. And before that, what did we hear? Oh, Lindy Ortega. Lindy Ortega from that debut record of hers, Little Red Boots and Little Lie. How soon until the TNA Garage has Lindy Ortega play? What do you think? I'm taking bets. I'm taking them, and I'm fine with it, you know? Less dog hassles. And the Devin Cuddy Band. Brand new music from them, Two Hosers. From the new record that's called something. It has a title. It's called Living Hard Ain't Easy. True that. Yeah. I was surprised that Devin put out a record so quick. I guess it's been a while, but he generally moves pretty slow. This one is probably the fastest he's put out a new record. That can only be good news, I'd say. Yeah. And what else? What else is going on? Any other house concerts? I don't know. Nothing going on anytime soon that I know about. You know who I've been after for like 100 years now? And something may actually happen this summer. Although I doubt it happens at my place. And that's a good thing, really. I've been in talks, just little snippets of conversation, but it's been going on for, gosh, probably a decade now. Been trying to get Tommy Stinson from The Replacements to come up here. Because he does house concerts all the time. He loves doing them. And doesn't really care how many people he plays to, it seems. He just likes playing. He likes playing for folks. And atmosphere is everything, I think, for Tommy. He just goes where he can and have fun. And I've been trying to make him have some fun up here for a while. It's never worked out, but it looks like he wants to come do an entire Canadian tour this summer. And bonus fun with a band, because in the past it's always been him solo or with like one other guy, but he's talking about putting together an actual band and coming all the way across Canada. So, you know, hopefully we'll see him somewhere like Times Change or Side Stage or something like that. Public Domain would be a good place, but yeah, as long as he comes, I don't care where he is. Tommy Stinson, wouldn't that be a blast? Why don't we hear something? Doot, 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 doot. Is this right? No, it's wrong. See, while I was talking, I was meant to be switching discs in the machine. So you wouldn't know I was doing it, and then we just, you know, slide in, and I'd press the button and go, and it would be seamless and professional. And now it's not. We're going to hear a couple songs from my favorite Tommy Stinson solo album, and it's impossible to find. You can get it digitally. Don't worry. It's not like, well, it's not 100% impossible. In fact, some people would never notice because they don't care about physical product. Some of us do. I saw a vinyl copy of this for sale in Minneapolis last time I was there, and it was like $150. So, yeah, we're opting for the MP3 here tonight. This is from Tommy's album, One Man Mutiny. This is a song called Zero to Stupid.
Yeah. just to talk. Just one nightcap before the day is done. Used to wake up in the morning stealing love. She used to love me, but now she hates me. Since she's been gone, I go from zero to stupid in just one. Just one. Just one. One drink. She says she used to love the way I played guitar. I didn't like to drink hard liquor or fast cars. But now she's gone down to the bar to watch NASCAR. She's drinking gin now, from what I hear now. Since she's been gone, she goes from zero to stupid in just one. Just one. Just one. One drink. Eyes now for the champion, his eyes sit. Trying to erase her from my mind and my soul. I used to love her, I used to miss her. My life goes on, just can't go from zero to stupid in just one. Just one. Just one. One drink.
We'll be right back.
That's it. Two song set. Tommy Stinson there with Cowboys in the Campfire. The album was called Wronger. The song was That's It. And what's it? What's it? Tommy Stinson live in Winnipeg? Maybe sometime this summer? That would be swell. Could happen. Keep your ear to the ground. Oh, yeah. And before that, Zero to Stupid from the album One Man Mutiny. Didn't cost you nothing. Nothing. This didn't cost you nothing either, but boy, you really should have spent some money in picking one up because it's so great. It's better than I expected. I had it all anyways. I didn't expect it to be different, but it actually is. Not that you'd know, but I've been listening to this for like 40 years, for Pete's sake. I've been listening to this on cassette, an illegally traded cassette. Now it's official and legal and everything, and it was a Record Store Day release just this past weekend. It's Tommy Keen. The album is Songs from the Film. And yeah, Tommy Keen's Songs from the Film was an album that came out on Geffen Records in what year? 80, I'm going to say, I'm going to guess and say 80... I don't know, six, maybe, something like that. Anyways, but it wasn't the real record. Well, it was a real record, but it wasn't the first record. The first one was done for a label called Dolphin Records, I believe out of North Carolina. And Tommy had put out an EP prior, the Places That Are Gone EP, legendary release in the indie pop college rock scene of the day. And I remember I was in North Carolina once in a record store, and they had a t-shirt for sale in there by a band called The Graphic, who they were from the area and they were pretty good. But I bought the t-shirt not because I liked the band that much. I liked them fine, but I probably wouldn't have bought it normally, but on the back of the shirt was a Dolphin Records logo. And that was Tommy Keen's record label, so I had to buy this shirt. That's how much I like Tommy Keen. Just because of the reference there, the relationship to the record company, I bought this other band's t-shirt. That's how much I love Tommy Keen. And the thing is, Tommy recorded this record after that EP at the Reflection Studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, with Don Dixon and T-Bone Burnett producing. And then he went and got signed to Geffen Records. And Geffen Records said, yeah, we think you're great, Tommy. But this record, it's not fancy enough. It's not fancy enough. We want you to be the Beatles. We want you to be bigger than the Beatles, so we're going to give you the Beatles sound engineer to produce a new version of this record. And I don't know how excited or not excited Tommy was, but anyway, he went along with it and did it. And the record sounded fancier, for sure. And it's great, don't get me wrong, but there's something about the whole indiness of the original sessions that's just kind of magical. And I got a tape, in fact, from a guy I met also in North Carolina working at a record store at Haynes Mall in Winston-Salem. Danny Griffin was his name. He was manager of the store and is a swell guy, one of the swellest guys ever. And we struck up a friendship based on being mutual Tommy Keen fanatics. And Danny was, he knew everybody and eventually became some kind of a bigwig in the music biz after I lost touch with him. Sadly, he passed on a while back. He's been gone a while now, but Danny was such a great guy, and he sent me a bootleg cassette of Tommy Keen outtakes, including all this great T-Bone Burnett produced stuff from the original session. So I had all this stuff going back, you know, a good 40 years. But it's now legal. And in listening to it about 1,000 times over the weekend, it's not exactly the same as my cassette. And in fact, in many ways, it's better. I mean, it sounds better than a crummy cassette, but there's obviously been some remixing and whatnot. And the best thing about it, the whole thing, is the segue between two songs. So we're going to play you two songs from this record. And just the way the one song, the first song, goes into the next one, it's such genius. Oh, so just wait till this first song ends. I mean, you'll enjoy it while it's going on. But the real fun comes when it ends and the next one starts, okay? So, yeah, just like stop what you're doing for 4 minutes or whatever and pay close attention. Because, damn, this is magic we got going on here. Tommy Keane, Record Store Day, songs from the film. Bought here in Winnipeg. Didn't think it was going to happen, but it did.
Someone told me where to go, way down past the last horizon, not realizing. I walked down by the alley where people knew just where to stare blindly. Someone finding where you go. Now I'm stuck in the thick of it. How could you be so enchanted? And would I lose another friend to a world that never ends? Inside a sea of false pride, I feel bad and this goes out. Yeah.
know where I don't go, 'cause you take me there. Come sit beside yourself, all alone out there. There's a world, and it's way up high. It's probably all a lie. You built these walls around your head. Now it's time for them.
No!